For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President Barack Obama is hitting the campaign trail again, not for himself, but for fellow Democrats. He's given a speech in Orange County, California, urging Democrats to get registered and vote in the November election. He gave the crowd a pep talk.
Are you ready to get to work? Are you ready to get to work?
Mr. Obama appeared alongside seven Democrats in California who are trying to win House seats currently held by Republicans.
I am absolutely confident these candidates are going to win. And if these candidates win, I am absolutely confident that Washington will start working better.
Vice President Mike Pence says he's disappointed to see Obama campaigning because he says Americans rejected his policies in the 2016 election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A Dallas police officer faces manslaughter charges for shooting and killing a neighbor. USA's Wendy King reports.
She mistakenly entered his apartment instead of her own and thought he was an intruder. Police Chief Renee Hall.
A blood sample was drawn to test the officer for drugs or alcohol.
She says they intend to make the investigation as transparent as possible. 26-year-old Botham Shem Jean is being remembered as a devout and joyful man. I'm Wendy King.
A sheriff's deputy arrested by San Antonio police on DWI charges is the 17th Bexar County sheriff's deputy arrested in 2018. At a news conference this week after the arrest of another deputy for allegedly challenging an inmate to fight, Sheriff Javier Salazar says he's focusing on improving training and recruitment for deputies.
The number to year to date is 16. And if I have to make that number 17 tonight, I will do that without hesitation.
Other arrests have involved assault, Medicaid fraud, and more. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump reacts to remarks former President Barack Obama makes in Illinois, critical of his administration. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep. I found he's very good for sleeping.
President Trump entertaining the patriotic crowd at a rally in North Dakota as he mocks former President Obama, who came out swinging at him during a speech at the University of Illinois. President Trump campaigning for Senate candidate Republican Kevin Cramer in North Dakota, while Obama trying to get Democrats out to vote.
It did not start with Donald Trump. He is a symptom, not the cause. He's just capitalizing on resentments that politicians have been fanning for years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Four members of a California family are facing 59 counts of human trafficking, rape, and labor abuse. Investigators say workers at the care centers were held against their will, not paid minimum wage, and physically and psychologically abused. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says the family targeted members of the Filipino community living in the U.S. illegally.
It was the workers who helped bring this case to light, and it is the workers who are the greatest victims of Rainbow Bright and its operations.
A raid of the Rainbow Bright Daycare Center Friday recovered 14 illegal assault-style weapons and a loaded gun found within easy reach of children. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.